How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned in to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 11, verse number 5. We made it down to verse number 8 last time, but we're going to back up here. The disciples of our Lord Jesus has asked him to teach them to pray, and he's given the model prayer, an outline, not a prayer to be said and uttered by rote, but an outline of prayer, things that we need to acknowledge, things that we need to know. And maybe not every time that we pray do all these things need to be acknowledged, but they are important. We need to ask and pray in our Lord Jesus' name, he tells us in the scriptures. And indeed, we do pray unto our Father, which is in heaven. After this model prayer, this example of prayer, in verse number 5, our Lord Jesus lays out that if you have a friend, he's telling something about prayer and how it works with our Lord. If you have a friend that comes to you late at night, you don't have any food in the house, okay? Friend number one comes and you don't have any food in the house to feed him. They've been traveling all day and they're weary. They need something to eat. So then he goes to local friend number two and he says, he knocks on the door. He says, give me some bread, fella. Friend, give me some bread. I've got another friend number one, that's come and visited, and I don't have anything to put before him. Friend number two says, oh, we're all in bed. The house is all shut up. The door's locked. Everything's done for the day. Go on home. And what happens is this man that has a friend number one having come visit him, and he goes to friend number two to ask for bread, he keeps knocking on the door. I know you've got some bread. I know you've got some bread. Give me some bread for my friend that's come to visit me. He says in verse number 8, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, his persistent knocking, he coming to friend number two and will not quit until friend number two has given him bread. He's asked for three. And what's the Lord say? Yet because of his importunity, his constantness and consistency in that, he will rise and give him as many loaves as he needeth. Come on in. What do you need? Three. Oh, go here. Take more. If you need more, take them. Just do it. And the Lord says, listen to how it works amongst men. Verse number 9. And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. I heard a brother just today preach about, the Lord's children and prayer. And I'm persuaded that he is right and have thought of this here in recent times. So many times with us as the children of God, we kind of pray and we know the greatness of the Lord. We know the providence of the Lord, the sovereignty, the gracious working of God, his mighty plan. And many times, if not most, we look at prayer as this kind of thing of trying to throw something on the wall and hoping that it sticks. Or it's kind of like a carnival game where we're trying to throw something in a hole and to try to hit what the Lord wants. Our Lord Jesus says this, and I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. That's what he says. He says, ask and it will be given you. Now, I don't need a Mercedes, nor do I need a $1 million house. I don't need that. And so it would be amiss for me to pray for such a thing. But if there were a true need, and I can't understand what one would be, but if there would be a true need that I would need a Mercedes for some reason for the Lord's work, and we know we have many that are out there that say that they're doing the Lord's work and they need such things. But just as an example, if there was a true need and I would go to the Lord in prayer for that, for the sake of the Lord's furtherance of his kingdom, then the Lord says, ask and it'll be given. We need in life to pray for the things that we know that we need and the things that we desire to be done and for sinners that need to be saved. Our Lord says, ask and it shall be given you. Verse number 9, there in the middle, seek and ye shall find. Look, 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 and you'll find it. Talking to the Lord about it. Lord, help me to find it. Help me to see it. Help me to understand it. Seek, whatever it is. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. He says, knock on that door. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. We need to pray as if, and it says in other places in the scriptures, we need to pray believing that we receive what we will ask. And honestly, I'm just being honest with you. Most of the time I pray in a what if kind of attitude. And it's to my shame. It's to my rebuke that I pray in a what if attitude. We don't need to pray in a what if attitude. We need to pray in a the Lord's going to do it. And the thing is, what's the qualifier? Will the thing asked for glorify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm of the opinion, and it's very hard for me to hang on to it, I admit, but I'm of the opinion that if a thing will glorify our Lord and we seek his face regarding it, he will honor it. He will honor it. He will do so. He says here that the friend won't get up because the fellow coming for bread is his friend, but he will get up because he just keeps on, keeps on, keeps on, keeps on knocking and asking at his door. Verse number 9, ask, seek, and knock. Verse number 10, for everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. And so we need to believe that and follow that as we go through life. May the Lord forgive me. May the Lord forgive us for this attitude of just trying to guess in prayer what our Lord will do. We need to ask in faith. And be sensitive with the Spirit of God within for those things that will glorify our Lord. He says the askers receive. I know that's bad English. The seekers receive. He said they find. And to him that knock, the knockers, it'll be opened unto them. That's what the Lord Jesus said. You know what? What we may ask for, we may not get, but we'll get the thing that we need. That's where the intercession of our Lord comes into place. Praise the Lord. He's there interceding for his children. And so he knows what we need. And the thing is, he's got the power. He's got the insight. He's got the inside track with God the Father, if you will, being the Son, being God the Son. And you know what? He's able to adjust and modify the timing, modify the answer, modify the particular of what we request and desire of our Lord for what we believe is needful and happening at hand. And you know what? He will send us indeed what we need. He says here, another example, if a son asks bread, verse 11, of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? He said, look in your lives. When your children, daddies, when you that are fathers, when your children come to you asking for something that they desire or something that they need, do you give something hurtful? Do you give something that is even offensive? He says, if you ask bread, do you give out rocks for bread? If he asks a fish, do you give him a snake? He says, if you ask an egg, do you fry up some scorpions? No. No way, no how. Fathers don't do that to their children. Fathers whose hearts are right and ordinate towards their children, they don't give such things. I mean, these things are not even substitutes. They are a bold affront to the desire. Stones for bread and snakes for fish and scorpions for eggs. None of us would do that. If then ye, verse 13, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? You know, the Lord has impressed me to pray that the Lord would fill us and the membership of his church here and the saints of God, as we have opportunity to pray in different circumstances, that the Lord would fill us with his word and his spirit, that the Lord would give us good application of his word to our lives and to be a witness of his word to a lost and dying world. Our Lord Jesus says here, the Father will give good gifts in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, all the way to the point of giving the greatest gift of the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit within is the definition of salvation. It is a definition of salvation, the Holy Spirit of God living within the sinner. Our Lord takes sinners and he saves them. He brings them from death unto life, darkness unto light. And that is by virtue of the Spirit of God coming within. Man has been created with a capacity that the Spirit can be alive, and it's by the Spirit that men, women, boys, and girls have fellowship with their God, with their Creator, with their Savior. And you know what? He'll give good gifts all the way to the greatest gift of the Holy Spirit living within. He says, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? The stuff of life is easy. The stuff of life is just a minor thing, really, with our Lord. He is able and he is willing to even give of his Spirit unto men. I tell you what, brothers and sisters, we need to pray for those that are not saved. This day, this age is drawing to an end. And the day of the Lord is indeed on its way. And you know what? The time of salvation is going to come one day that it'll come to an end. It will not be as it is today, where today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. One day it's going to come to an end that there'll be no more salvation of sinners. Oh, may we pray. And Lord, forgive us. Lord, forgive me where I don't pray as I should. And may we pray for sinners. May we pray and supplicate for others. May we intercede for those that are out of the way, that the Lord would be merciful. And may we pray for ourselves and the things that we need. Father, forgive us. And Lord, help me. Forgive me and help me to pray unto you as the Lord Jesus has instructed. Now, what do you think? This all started out in verse number 1 with the disciples saying, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. Wonder if they were expecting all that. You know, when we get down to this, I mean, getting down to the nitty gritty, the Lord takes us right down to where the rubber meets the road. May the Lord help us to hear him and believe him and trust him in these things that he gives us regarding prayer. Well, I see that our time is past for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.